welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're talking about all your favorite teen dramas of the early 2000s, because that time was primo. We're on One Tree Hill. Episode 3. No, season 3. Episode 20.
Yes.
I was looking, so like, how are there 9 seasons?
Honestly, I have been asking myself this.
Because even in my head, because I know I haven't seen like the last 2 or 3, but mm-hmm. in my head it still wasn't 9.
Like, I mean, to be fair, the 9th season is like a weird half season.
Okay. Well, I guess,
and
maybe one is one of
entirely unnecessary.
Fair. Yeah. Is another one of them short? Because when would the writer's strike would have been in there somewhere, right?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like 2007, 2008 or something?
Yeah.
So maybe that would affect maybe season 4 season... season 5?
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to find out.
Interesting.
But yeah, what I was just like, because I was like scrolling and then you have to like, you're on IMDb and you like pick the things. I'm like, 9 seasons. Jeez.
Yeah. Right?
But either way, we ended the last episode with Peyton getting off a plane and finding Jake and Jenny.
Yay!
Mouth going to see Rachel and finding Uncle Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yikes!
And Luke telling Deb that he has HCM.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Fun fact. There's no Lucas in this episode.
I know. I realized that like halfway through the episode. I was like, wait a minute. We haven't seen Lucas. And I wondered why. Well, because we don't even get a Lucas voiceover, which I guess makes sense if he's not in the entire episode. But we get Nathan's voiceover.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Wonder what Chad Michael Murray was doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's got to be first on the call sheet, no?
Well, he's still credited, too.
Yeah, like...
So I don't know if it was
I'm assuming on IMDb, he's probably, like, it says he's in all the episodes.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not... Because, like, when I know, like, I looked at this one specifically, and he's still credited for it, but it's, like, the first one that doesn't have...
Yeah, it's funny, right?
So, yeah, I don't know if it was just for them to then work on... That whole HCM thing with Karen. I think I said Deb before too. I meant Karen.
Oh, I also did not notice that. Nah.
No, I think I definitely, it's because I was looking because in my notes it was when Karen went to see Deb and say that I need
help.
Oh,
right. Yes, yes.
My brain was doing that thing where it's the words and the reading and nothing's keeping up with each other. But yeah, so I wonder if this was just like actual story-wise or if like something else was like going on.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder. Was he filming House of Wax?
But I mean, like, Karen still could have been around then, because she's not in this episode.
Yeah,
either.
True. Anyway.
Anyways. Anyways. Yes. It starts with a Nathan voiceover.
Yeah, and he's just talking about, like he's just, like, shooting baskets for, like, free throw practice, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, a voiceover about stepping up and what that means, basically.
Yeah. And he does allude to, like, something, you know, like, this is our first game with Lucas being gone. And you're like, ooh.
So dramatic.
But talking about how, like, the season's sort of just begun.
Yeah.
Although the way they keep talking, they're working towards playoffs. And I was just like, where are we here?
Like, I know, right? Because weren't they, like, they're, like, in a tournament.
They're in some sort of tournament that then will get them to playoffs.
Yes, exactly.
Which we know as we've looked it up 1,000 times, like they get through playoffs and whatnot and have views in less than the first half of season 4.
Right.
The first third, really. So yeah, I'm slightly confused as to the nature of how high school basketball works.
I mean, whatever, you know?
But like... either way, they're playing basketball. Mouth and Gigi are there. Yay.
Yay.
He's still quoting about stuff.
He is, yeah.
Oh, and then he like goes over and like teases Haley about like, oh yeah, and they look good, aren't you? Because they're not having sex, right?
Yes. Well, and we just like sort of like the camera like pans over everyone, like mouth is looking at Rachel, and then like we see Brooke and then Deb and Dan and Like, everybody's there.
Yeah.
Except Peyton, who wakes up at Jake's.
Yeah.
So she's, like, in his bed. And he is not.
Yeah.
And he says he slept on the couch because Jenny was fussy, but we'll see.
Yeah. Her thoughts.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, he's like, I actually have plans on Saturday mornings. But what he means is he and Jenny usually go to the park, and would she like to come? So it's all very cute.
Yeah. So cute. I'm this episode, but then I'm just like, roller coaster.
A lot happens in this episode. Yeah.
And then very end, because at this point, throughout most of the episode, I didn't really remember a lot of it. I feel like I remembered a fair bit of, like, the Peyton and Jake stuff. But, like, the very, very end, when that happens, I was like, oh, I remember this. I don't remember what happens, but I remember that moment.
Yeah.
Which we will get to.
We'll get there. But first.
Yes.
First, we have to deal with this guy on the other team, Damien West.
Ugh.
Ugh, and he starts, like, grossly hitting on Haley.
Oh, yeah. It's not cool.
No. So Nathan sees this and comes up, and this is when we find out that I guess they know each other from High Flyers. And I think it's here that Nathan makes a crack about his free throws being terrible.
Correct. Because Damien says something about, like, free throws don't get you, you know, on ESPN highlights or whatever. So, if you've paid attention now, within the first 5 minutes, free throws have come up twice.
Yes. Which I didn't even realize at the beginning that, like...
Yeah.
I didn't make that connection until we started recording. I'm like, oh, okay, I see. This is... They've got a theme running through. This is a motif. I think it's a motif. Whatever.
Yeah.
We go back to... After they, like, basically, they're just, like, going at each other, you know, like, oh, you're not going to make it to the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. They're just.
Yeah. Snipey snipe.
Yeah. Then we go back to Peyton and Jake at the park.
Yeah.
And he's just basically filling Peyton in on everything with Jenny. So he gets to see Jenny twice a week. Nikki, basically what happened was because Nikki and Jake had so much nonsense going on between the two of them, her parents were like, no. We're petitioning the court for custody of this child, which, you know what? Valid.
Agreed. And, like, in a way where, yes, Jake probably could have, had it just been Jake, it would have been fine. But because Nikki was being Nikki. Well,
yes.
As if she's not Nikki, just with two Ks. like, yeah. So, like, they stepped in so that then, at the very least, it would stop all that.
Yes. Stuff. And, like, it would give Jenny some much needed stability, to be honest. So they have custody of her for a year. Until, I guess, like, until Nikki and Jake can prove they can basically get their shit together and hold down a job and be responsible parents.
Yeah, and I think because is it here where he even says, like, you know, it's like he has to have a job. He can't.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't drink. He can't get a parking ticket. He can't, like, he needs to be.
He needs to keep his nose squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, too, like, Nikki's actually, like, seems like she's trying now instead of just being, you know, a shit disturber.
Ugh, Nikki.
Yep. Right?
Oh, man.
Dan.
I feel torn about Dan.
Oh, man. Right?
Every season he's in this episode is so, like, flipping back and forth. And I'm just I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling.
Right? Which, I mean, maybe is the point. Like...
Yeah. Again, shout out to Paul Johansson doing a good job.
Yeah. So we go to the Scott residence where Dan is in the house, despite the fact that he's really not supposed to be.
No.
And Deb comes in and is basically like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, looking at some picture or other. And he's like, gives her some story about, I've been really struggling since Keith. And I'm like, yeah, because you murdered him.
Oh, yeah, because he's looking at a picture of, like, Kate. I'm not sleeping. I'm struggling. I'm really trying or whatever.
And you're just like. Murdering murderer who murders.
Yeah. Murder.
Yeah. Good luck wiping that blood off your hands, Lady Macbeth. Yeah. And this is when Cooper comes in, right? And
yeah.
He's like, and they get all up in each other's faces. Because Dan's all like, get out, like, says, well, he says something about, like, Deb staying there alone, which is when Cooper's like, oh, she's not alone. And then yeah. He's like, what are you doing in my house? And he's like, this is my sister's house. And they're all just, like, literally up in each other's faces. Like,
well, because then Nathan shows up. And then even Dan's like, what are you doing here? Like, you don't even live here. And he's just like, and then that's when he makes, because, like, Nathan's like, you need to leave. And then Dan switches, right? Because we had that, like, moment of, like, oh, like, maybe he really is struggling and he's trying. And then it switches back to immediate, like, stupid Oof. Dan. And he says something, he's saying something about, oh, Haley, but he says Hades.
Oh, yes.
And I'm just like, you're such.
I know. He's the worst.
And then when he, oh, well. Cause, and then, of course, Nathan is just like, you have to go. And he's, like, physically, like, trying to remove him. And then when he walks past Deb. I don't know. He, like, says something to her about, but then he, like, kisses her on the side of her head.
Oh, yeah. That was so gross. Oh, that was so gross.
And just,
it
like,
made my skin crawl.
Yeah. Well, because then, like, him and Nathan end up outside, and he's just about, like, my house, and, like, you know, not your, and, like, Nathan says, it's not your wife anymore, and he goes into this big thing about how he's the mayor, and he can go anywhere he wants, and blah, 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 and I'm like.
That's, like, scary angry.
And in that way of, like, I have all the power and can literally just walk into any house. I'm like, I don't think that's what being the mayor.
No, 100%.
I don't think that's how it works.
That works.
I don't think you're actually really in charge of a lot of things, like. Because even, you know, in those other episodes where he's, like, making the police do things, it's like, are the, like, how in charge of the police are mayor that? You know, like, there's all those things.
I mean, it turns out not very.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, at one point, because Dan's, like, yelling at Nathan at this point. And he says, like, something about, like, do you hear me? And Nathan's like, yeah, and so do the neighbors, Mr. Mayor, like, kind of, like, making a point.
Yes.
You're making a scene here and everybody can see you.
I know. That was so good.
Yeah. So then Dan takes off.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we get Nathan and Haley being. They're so cute. I cannot handle it. So Nathan's taking a bath. Yeah. It's just like so domestic. Like,
I know.
And I'm such a sucker for this.
In their purple tub.
Yes. Yes. And Haley's just like, you know, like she's like doing her, like putting on her face cream in the mirror, and they're just talking about like Dan and I don't even remember what they were talking about.
Because some people are like, oh, like Dan won't change. We know that.
Yeah.
And then this is where he says something about Lucas and Karen are going on their road trip. And Haley just kind of says like they just needed a break from everything. They just like decided to drive. So it wasn't even like that they were necessarily going somewhere doctor or medicine related. They were just taking a, we need to get away.
Yeah, just to breathe
and kind of regroup and talk sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. So that's when we realize that like they're gone.
Yeah. But anyway, they're super cute.
Yeah.
Haley starts like, I don't know, wiping him down with the washcloth.
Yeah.
And then he gets like, she has to leave. She's like, okay, I gotta, like, I'm going. And he gets so smug because he's like, this is about the no sex thing. He's like, I told you I was hot. Like, so they're so cute.
I know.
They're just so intensely married in this scene.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Like, married and in love.
Yeah.
Adorable. Oh, then we get this really weird scene.
I'm so confused about, well, more of the scene after this. But anyway. We get like a brief second of like classic like car wash.
Yeah.
Like Rachel just being sudsy and in Daisy Dukes and like short, whatever, and soaping up a vehicle of some kind. But then, like, when Mouth comes, like, Mouth shows up, and Rachel says that she's been trying to call him, and he's been like, mm-hmm. no. And then that's when they're like, oh, Cooper, whatever, and, like, Mouth goes on about how, like, you know, you were acting as if you were into me, and, like, I really thought, like, it was something. And it was just mm-hmm. weird.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, and then all of a sudden, like, Brooke shows up out of nowhere. And, like, takes the hose and, like, hoses Rachel off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start, like, going at each other. And then Mouth, seemingly upset at both of them, because Brooke is going on and on about her, like, weight issue, like, weight things from, and Rachel's surgeries and stuff like that, which is so awful.
It's so awful.
And so, like, I feel like he's mad at Brooke for that, and then he's mad at Rachel for, like, semi-leading him on in the whole, like, Cooper thing. So then he storms off.
Yep.
And then I have to, like, regroup my thought, because we have, like, a little baby scene in between. But the scene... the next scene with Mouth, I have questions.
It's just, like, so weird, because he also makes, like, some comment about her looking like a beer commercial, and I was like, ugh.
It's just so very weird.
Yes, and it's funny because I saw something on Twitter recently about how their boss, like, I guess Mark Schwann or whoever the showrunner is.
Yeah.
Apparently, I mean, we already know this. Yes.
Yeah.
But apparently he was specifically hitting on Danielle at this time. Ugh. Like, and she was already dating Jensen Ackles, or I don't know if they were married yet. I don't think so.
Oh, barf.
Yes. And it was all really gross and creepy. And I think it was Sophia Bush that said something about how basically they ended up turning Mouth into, like, a weird, like, pseudo stand-in for, oh, the hot girls won't date me. Which is why I think there's moments where Mouth says things and he sounds, like, weirdly out of character. Like, you go from this whole thing of Mouth being like, okay, like, I don't care how you look, like, I could have loved the girl in that picture, and then making some gross comment about her looking like a beer commercial. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think there was some dodgy writing situation happening with this.
Yeah. Well, and especially, like, in the next scene with them, it makes, like, it just completely flips and I'm so confused.
Right.
But we get, in between, we quickly have Peyton and Jake. They're doing a tour of Savannah. Yeah. I don't know if you said that before. Jake's in Savannah, Georgia. Yeah. And so he's like, you know, this is the courthouse that I was scared and threw up. This is the whatever. And then, like, over there is the College of Art and Design. And you're like, and, like, they have this cute little thing where, like, he has a sip of her latte and he gets the foam on his nose and, like, they go to wipe it off and they almost kiss, but then he, like, clearly, like, quickly.
Yeah.
It's like, that's let's go look over here. And you can tell Peyton's like, oh. But then we go back to Brooke and Mouth. So it ended with Brooke and Rachel calling each other mean names and Mouth being upset at them both and walking away. Mm-hmm. And then now Brooke and Mouth are walking together, like, arm in arm, chummy chum chum. And talking as if they are back on the same team and, like, anti-Rachel or something. And, like, then he says something about, like, or Brooke says something about, like, Nathan's hot Uncle Cooper and this and that.
Yeah,
and, like,
because doesn't Cooper, like, drive by in his car or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he, like, gets out of the car.
It's literally, like, the whole point of this scene is so that Brooke can see Uncle Cooper and be like, oh, my God, it's Nathan's hot uncle. And then Mouth can also see him and be like, that's who Rachel's dating.
Well, and because at first he's like, you're dating Lucas. And she's like, no, I know. But, like, and then he's like, wait, did you say that was, like, Nathan's uncle? Because that's who I saw with Rachel.
Yeah.
So then you're like, but I'm still confused because I thought Mouth was mad at them both, but then now it seems like he's only mad at Rachel. But then, either way, well, Brooke is like, oh my God. At first she's, oh God, it's such a mess. Because at first she's like, oh my God, if I knew, had known that he would date a high school girl, like, I would have gone. And then, of course, Mouth is again like, you have a boyfriend. But also, and I'm just like, ew.
Right.
Because we've established that, yes, Cooper is younger than Deb. But we
And he seems, like, substantially younger than Deb, but not so substantially that, like, and I guess it wouldn't even have to be that substantially younger, because Deb's only supposed to be what, like,
okay, we've mathed this.
We have mathed this. Like, 36?
At this point.
37?
They have to be, yes, somewhere in that, because if they were starting, so, like, first year of university, you're going to be 18, maybe you're 17, depending on when your birthday is.
Yeah.
The boys are now 17 for sure.
Yeah.
So either way, they have to be at least 35.
Right.
But realistically, in my head, I feel like it's more like 36.
Right.
Well, whatever.
So 36.
But either way, like, is Cooper supposed to be 10 years younger than her? Because he doesn't really seem like he's 10 years younger than her.
No, but, like, he could be. Like, if you
right?
told
like
me
a, like that must
27, 28, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, 27, 28, but not 25.
No, 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 no.
Right? Because, again, even either way, like, 25 and, like, a 17-year-old.
It's still not good.
I, well, not and it's one of those things where, like, 8 years is not a big difference, but that's those fine. Specific 8 years. Yeah. That's the problem. I do yes. not have age gap problems. I have specific, like, age-related like, age gap problems.
I was rewatching an episode of Dawson's Creek, and it's when Pacey's older sister, Gretchen, is dating Dawson. And she's, like, her friends are seniors at college, and, like, she dropped out, but she'd be a senior at college, and she's yeah. dating Dawson, who's a senior in high school. And I'm like, it's only 4 years. And yeah. 4 years is really not a big deal. But at that point,
it's those
that's
4 years.
Massive difference.
Yeah, those 4 years. Like, that's
huge.
The problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway.
But either way, it seems mouth is torn. And either way, Brooke is excited because she now knows an epic secret.
Yes. Which ends up not even mattering. Whatever. Anyway. I didn't understand the entire point of most of this.
Well, I know, because they really make it seem like they're going to go one way. Or
like,
at least
like they're going to like orchestrate like,
have a,
like,
stance.
A reveal.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah.
Anyway. We go back to Peyton and Jake.
Yeah.
And they're, like, talking about Nikki again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she wants to know if they're, like, back together.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you know, but he realized that, like, Nikki's always going to be in his life just because Jenny is obviously yeah. always going to be in his life. So, you know, they're trying to basically be civil with each other. Oh. And this is so funny too, because she tells him, and they're at like a little bar at this point. She tells him that she was dating Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy for a little while. And he's like, ah, that's hilarious. And I was dating, I can't even remember who he says.
He says Shakira.
Oh my God.
Incredible. But some kind of like, oh, she never picks my phone calls. Or I don't know.
Yeah,
some kind of
yeah, like- yeah. And Peyton's like, no, like, for real. I know it sounds fake, but it really did happen. Well, and then he makes, like, a funny little comment about, like, oh, you shouldn't, like
date musicians.
Trouble. You should yeah. stay away from them. And that's when the band that is about to start playing yes. says something about, like, hey, we're going to start if our lead singer would stop flirting with, like, pretty girls.
Yeah.
Because your lead singer is Jake.
I know, and oh my God, I died. Because he's like, oh my God, like, got to get to my second job. And she's like, yeah. Oh, what? And then that's when he, like, leans over and, like, whispers in her, you know, at her, like, yeah. Gotta watch out for those musicians. And then he walks up, and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
You know all those times when we talk about how, like, something happens on the show, and it's exactly what we should want to happen, but because it's Lucas, we're like, ugh, gross.
Right.
But, like, this? Yes.
Love Jake.
This is exactly what I wanted to happen. The cute little, like, whisper in your ear. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're cute. So then he starts playing, and then the music sort of, like, goes over.
Yeah. Montage-y style.
Montage-y style. Because we see the basketball game.
Yeah.
And, like, Brooke makes, like, a smirky face at Rachel.
Yeah.
This is we see, like, the tournament board, basically, and the Ravens advancing to the yeah. final, and then the other douchey team also getting there.
Yeah.
In between, we get, like, shots of Jake performing
yeah.
and Peyton watching, and that's basically it.
Well, then we get Rachel in her car changing out of her cheerleader
uniform. Out of her cheerleader uniform. Because, oh God.
Which, like, doesn't seem like anything, but it's meant to be important later. Just, like, the specific cheer uniform, anyways. But, yeah. Then
yes,
she goes to right. see Uncle Cooper.
Yeah, at his sister's house. And I was like, ugh. So I guess she just missed all those pictures at the front.
Well, right, because it's so funny. Because, like, she walks in and she's like, ooh, your house. And he's like, oh, it's my sister's. And, of course, all of us are going, oh, God.
And, we're like,
and then
oh,
they're like, he's like, do you want the tour? And she's like, I just want to see the bedroom. Oh, barf. And then they walk past, and then like the camera pans down to like clearly like all of like the family photos of like Cooper and Nathan.
And Nathan.
That like they didn't actually walk close enough that she would have seen.
No, like I could see how she would miss that, but you're just like,
no. Well, because at first I had a moment of like, oh, like she's gonna see a family photo. And it's like, oh no, we're going the other way here where she does not see the family photo. Well,
hilariously, my question at this point was, why wasn't Cooper at the basketball game?
Awkward.
But I guess answered later. So yeah. I mean, not really answered, but
you know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to Peyton and Jake.
Yeah.
They're at Jake's very nice house. Can we talk about where he lives for a minute?
Yeah.
Because it's really nice. First of all, it has a giant porch.
Oh.
And maybe this is just what Savannah's like. I don't know.
I mean, I guess like our old porch had like a huge, our old house had like a huge veranda, but we never sat out there because my dad didn't like it when my mom and I went outside in our pajamas. So we always ended up on like the deck in the back, but like it would have been so perfect to like have your tea on in the morning in your pajamas. Yeah. But yeah, we never had, I mean, where we were, like we couldn't really have stuff out on it because it was open, like it wasn't fenced in. Like the entire yard wasn't fenced in, like you could have just walked and kind of like it was sort of down. But like, oh man, to have like a giant porch.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Anyway. He's talking about how Savannah is just like built basically on top of old graves.
Yeah, old cemeteries.
Savannah.
And Peyton's like, great. Oh, I will have a wonderful sleep tonight.
Which is when she then calls him out for sleeping on the couch the night before. She's like, so what was that about anyway?
Yeah.
And they have this whole conversation about how, well, he says, like, people always leave, right? And basically she's going to have to go back to Tree Hill and he can't go with her because he can't leave Jenny, and Jenny is in Savannah. So, like, he doesn't want to go there again because it's just going to hurt again. Yeah.
I know. Well, and because he says, like, you know, I see the off-ramp, whatever. And she's like, you still could have, like, called, but then like, oh, it's so hard to like hear your voice and like all these little things, and then you're just like, oh. And that's when Peyton, because obviously Peyton's getting sad, because Peyton always gets sad because that's what Peyton does, and she's like, just because the song ends doesn't mean you still don't enjoy the music. And then you're just like, oh
yeah.
And that's when Peyton storms off.
Yes.
And then you get the movie, that the moment that happens in TV would never happen in real life. She like goes and like they have their like little thing and she's crying, whatever, she closes the door and then like waits and like turns around and leans against the door, but then like turns around and opens it and he's right there, and then they kiss.
Yeah.
Which again, it's always what you always want. And what I want for them.
And this time she wakes up in the morning and Jake's still in bed with her. Yay. But anyway, he's just telling her like he has a chance to work some overtime hours, get some more money, and she's like, yeah, that's fine, I'll be here, like I'm fine on my own. And he's like, well, I might be able to get you Jenny for the day, so yeah. And then she says something about how it feels like a Sunday evening because she has to go home tomorrow, and like, you know.
Well, it's so funny because, like, she's totally describing Sunday Scaries before that was ever a thing.
Oh, yes. No, 100%.
And, of course, she's like, oh, you know, it's like when you have to, like, go to school on Monday, but it's, like, Sunday night and everything's great because you just, like, had a good day and whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, I was like, oh, my God, it's Sunday Scaries.
Sunday Scaries. Before they had a name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ay, 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 ay.
But anyway, Jake's like, we'll just enjoy it, because she had said something about like what Ellie said that time.
Oh yeah, and then
it's gonna end, shouldn't you? There's no reason not to enjoy the music.
Yeah.
So then we get another like weird scene with broken mouth.
Well, because like it's the problem is that, and I guess that's maybe the point. I don't know. it feels like mouth is supposed to be on one side, but then he keeps acting for on the other side. Like,
I also just like didn't understand what this was for.
I know, because like
the point of it.
Cause yeah, so they're at the cafe. The whole plan is that like, okay, no, it made it seem like they had a plan to out the whole Cooper Rachel thing. But they didn't actually like invite Cooper there. He just showed up.
No, well, exactly.
And then like we don't actually ever see Rachel show up.
No. And then afterwards, like after Mouth talks to Cooper and is basically like, you know, do you really like this new girl that you're dating? He's like, yeah. And he's like, take care of her or whatever, which I'm sure Cooper's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then Brooke chases him down and he's like, no, I want to talk to Rachel first. Which wouldn't that have been something he already wanted to do?
And yeah, like, and the whole thing's awkward.
None of this made sense.
Well, and because, like, Brooke makes this, oh, Uncle Cooper, like, come over. And, like, that's when they all sort of, like, meet. But then that's when he's like, oh, you, that guy. Like, you're the guy with the flowers. And Mouth is like, I'm Steve.
Right? Which, what was that about?
Right? Because, like, he wouldn't have known. Like, I don't really know. And then, yeah, he just kind of talks to people about the flowers. And that whole, like, oh, take care of her. And, like, whole storyline is so weird to me. And it was so confusing this entire episode.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with the way it all ends up coming out anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what was this? What was all this for?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Anyway.
Yeah.
We get a nice little Nathan Haley scene.
Yeah.
Nathan's, like, wiped out, basically.
Because
he's, like, putting 120% into this tournament situation. Trying to make up for the fact that they don't have Lucas. So Haley makes him a smoothie.
Yeah.
They're so cute and domestic in this episode. I'm obsessed with them. And then she's like giving him a massage.
But then doesn't she like, again, they say something, but you never have a shirt on, and she like storms off.
Yes, yes. Well, and she says something too about how she feels bad about the way things are with Dan.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he's doing really well with the basketball, and it's something he should be able to share with his dad and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but there's also think, because of course, like, again, Dan is standing outside the apartment.
Oh, right. That's right. Listening. How did I forget about that?
Because so at some point, they end up talking about Damian West. And, like, Nathan says something about, like, oh, like, he's like Dan, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, you know.
Right.
Not about the team, not about blah, blah, blah. I don't even really know. Mm-hmm. And then it literally cuts to Dan being his.
Yeah, being a creep.
Creep herself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just standing outside their apartment listening.
It's extremely creepy.
So then this is when Dan now knows that there's something with this Damian West kid.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's, yeah.
But yes. Then she tells him to put a shirt on and walks away.
Yeah.
And
he's just like,
Then we get a little scene with Peyton walking around Savannah with Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can tell she's thinking about going to the College of Art and Design. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, because, yeah, she says something like, I could go here and, you know, be closer to Daddy. And,
yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
I have thoughts about this later, too, but whatever.
So many
things. For now, we get this crazy scene. So we're at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably for this final game of the tournament.
Yeah.
And this one cuts back and forth a lot, doesn't it? Anyway, Damian West is like hanging off of Haley in this really gross, creepy way. And she like bumps him off, but then Dan shows up and is like, hi, Dan Scott, the mayor, blah, blah, blah. And then like fully threatens Damian, being like, if you ever touch my daughter-in-law like that again. I can't remember exactly what he said.
I will end your career.
Yeah.
Before it even starts or whatever. Yeah. But so again, like, just like Mouth, like, Dan I feel like it's much more intentional with Dan.
For sure.
With this flipping of like, maybe he's a real human. He's an asset. Maybe he's a real human. He's a weird creeper, so standing outside apartments. Mm-hmm. And then here, he's a real human who actually like really cares about like his family.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
Yep. Well, we get a very brief scene then when we go back to Peyton and Jenny coming home to Jake.
Yeah.
And her saying she wants to stay in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to the game where Dan is talking to Nathan and then Deb serves him with a restraining order.
Yes.
Effectively kicking him out of the gym.
Yeah.
Because he can't be within 100 feet of either of them. And like he gets escorted out by the police.
Yes.
And turns out it was Nathan's idea.
Yeah.
Yikes. And then we get actually like into the game.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember how it happens that Haley and Damien get like physically into an altercation.
They're
knocks him over or something.
Well, it's back and forth. They're like, you know, whatever. Damien fouls Nathan, or no, is he gets fouled? Someone, there's a foul. One of the guys get fouled, and he kind of like stumbles over to Haley or something, and I feel like he says something to her, whatever. And out of like she ends up like pushing him away, and then that turns into like a whole kerfuffle.
Because he like knocks her back against the wall.
Yes. Yeah. But either way, it ends with, okay, so Damien must have fouled Nathan because Nathan gets the free throws.
Yes,
but that's right. When then we see that like he's bleeding through his jersey because his scar from his surgery from the car crash, teen drama show, has like ripped open and he's bleeding.
Yeah.
But that's then, of course, Whitey's like, you're out, we have whatever. And he's like, no, like, we have to do this. We have to win this game because we have to get
into
the playoffs. And then these guys to the playoffs. And, of course, Nathan here is actually being, like, super, like, actual, like, really good captain. And, like, this is about you and this is about all the other guys. And, like, we got to do this, like, for them. And, like, we worked in your stupid gym and we, you know, done all these things. And you're just like, oh, my God, Nathan, yes.
Yeah.
But that's when
Whitey's like, you need stitches. He's like, so then stitch me up.
Yeah. Like here, don't send me, cause they were going to send him to the hospital. And they're like, he's like, no, just like, I can get the stable gun, you know, like just do it here. Yeah. So then, and of course that's when like Whitey makes some joke at like to one of the trainers. If his mom says anything, this was your idea.
Right. Oh.
And then Brooke, you know, like just starts randomly laughing and Rachel's like, what are you like? And then just, you know, and she says something about like, you don't deserve mouth and something about like deception always comes back around, blah, blah. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, because this is when we see Uncle Cooper arrive at the game.
Yeah.
So.
But Rachel doesn't. Rachel
doesn't see him. Doesn't see him. No, she doesn't see him until later. But we see him.
Mm-hmm.
So while all this is happening, Peyton is keeping track of the game online. I don't know if she's like listening to it or
listening Mouse like live podcast stream or whatever.
Yeah. And Jake's trying to be like, okay, like what's your plan to stay? Like how is this even going to work? Like assuming your dad even lets you do this.
Yeah.
So this is when I was like, because she's like, I'm done high school in a few months. I can get my GED now. And then go to the design school. And I'm like, or y'all could chill for 3 seconds, finish high school in Tree Hill, and then you could go to the design school. Like, how many months is this going to be? She makes it sound like hardly any time at all. Like, at most, it's what, 6 months?
At most, but like, at realistically, most. It is not.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I know. Well, it's just, you know, it's that whole, like, my dad's always gone and this and that. And it's just like, oh, my God, why,
like
can these kids just be kids?
Wait 4 or 5 months, guys.
I know.
You could do that. That's fine.
Well, and especially because realistically, like, even if, like, at the bare minimum, it's going to take her a month to get her GED.
Right. Just right? Finish, like, high school. You're so close.
But then it's not like she's going to be able to just jump into the design school either. Right? Like, it, yeah. I mean, I get it, but, like, it's just, no.
It was just so weird to me. Like, I'm like, there's a solution that's right there that involves you just, like, you haven't been seeing Jake anyway. Yeah. Well, and then there's this whole weird thing where, like, Jake's like, oh, well, the reason you're listening to this game, like, you'd miss Tree Hill. And, like, to be fair, she would probably miss finishing up high school there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, realistically, when she graduates high school, she is not going to college in Tree Hill.
Yeah.
So she's gonna leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening here?
No one knows.
This is like the whole thing with Nathan and Haley, which, to be fair, they eventually acknowledge.
Yeah.
That, like, it never had to be one or the other of Haley following her music career and Nathan going to High Flyers. Like, they always could have done both of those things.
Yep.
And I'm just like, you could just chill out for,
yeah,
at most 6 months.
Yep.
And you're already not seeing each other. So,
I know.
Like, it's fine.
Well, then she says something, like, she asks him if he loves her. And then again, they say something about, like, it feels like the Sunday evening.
Yeah.
But then, who, she, I guess it's Peyton that says that, like, that Jake makes that feeling go away. And I was just like, you're saying all the right things, but you're giving me stupid Lucas vibes here.
Right. Like, it was all just,
I know.
Yeah. Like, approaching Romeo and Juliet levels of, you just need to calm down for 5 minutes and it'll probably be okay.
The amount that I always forget that takes place in, like, a day and a half.
I was going to say over, like, 3 days.
Yeah. And they're, like, 14 or whatever. You're just like,
yeah. Oh, God.
Uh-huh. But then, who ended up back in Tree Hill? Dan obviously is outside in his car listening to the game.
Yeah.
But not to mouth, like, live podcast version.
No, to the radio.
To an actual, like,
radio
sports broadcast. Announcer radio broadcast. And I was like, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. I had that thought also.
Oh, man.
Like, the same college level.
I know.
What's happening here? I mean, like, I guess theoretically a local station might.
I guess, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's funny to me because it's like we always forget that this town also does very much have a college nearby.
Yeah. But again, I feel like, so it would probably have a radio station because it would be for the college. Because
right.
In that time, you definitely would have had a college radio station. I'm sure for they sure. Don't anymore.
They might.
Yeah. Or some sort of version.
Yeah.
But again, like, then they would be doing the college games.
The college games, right.
Whatever. Anyways.
So realistically, it would be Mouth's broadcast that would be. Yeah.
That he would be listening to. That's at first what I thought he was listening to. Except then. It, like, it cuts to where you see him, like, his reflection in the rear, in the side
mirror. Oh, yes, that's so weird.
But then he just, like, turns and looks directly into camera, but through the mirror.
Yeah.
And it's so, like,
it's so bizarre. So
startling and just crazy.
I was watching this with my sister and we were both like, what just happened there? What a weird shot.
Well, because, like, normally it was one of those things where, like, they always do that, like, in the mirror reflection shot, absolutely. But you don't look to the camera.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it's unsettling, which is maybe the point, but.
I guess, but, like,
normally. Like, I don't know if it was supposed to be, like, Dan looking at himself, basically, and, like, having, like, a self-reflective moment of, like, look at where you've ended up.
Which is what it seemed like, except then it turned into, like, crazy staring vibes, and you're like,
It's very strange. Oh, also, at one point, Mouth points out that Lucas comes out, or not Lucas, Nathan comes out wearing Lucas's jersey.
Did that happen already?
Yeah. It's when he comes back out into the game. And this is when Dan is listening.
Oh, it happened like, it's because there. It's so many, we're cutting back and forth so much.
Cutting a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we were with Peyton and Jake. And then I skipped a line. It was Dan in the car. But for that hot second in between, you see Nathan come out. And mm-hmm. because earlier Whitey specifically said, like, get him a clean jersey.
Yes.
And that's then, like, when Mouth is like, oh, my God, he's wearing Luke's jersey.
Yeah.
But they're losing.
Yeah. And, well, and Damien keeps, like, elbowing Nathan, yeah. like, right where he knows he's hurt.
Yeah. But they're losing by 9.
Yeah.
And Nathan makes 2, like, epic three-pointers. Because, of course, and Damien's like, whatever.
Nathan fouls him?
And, yeah. And then Nathan fouls Damien, and Damien has to take free throws,
and Nathan is like chirping him the whole time,
and rightfully so. It works.
Oh, yeah, because he sucks at it.
Yeah. He misses both, and it's like epic. And like that was the whole point of all of this, of right from the beginning, when Damien was like, whatever, free throws, because like they're not big and flashy, sometimes, but they win games. Yeah,
yep,
totally.
And then they're like getting down to like the last seconds of the game,
right? Yeah. So everyone's having their little huddles.
Yeah. I actually didn't pay attention to what.
Well, so the other team, so the Oak League team, of course, is like, you know, foul Nathan immediately because then he'll only get 2, and then like it's not enough. They won't have enough time. It's not enough points, etc. Or even if, like, he makes the shot, then it would still only be 3, as if some sort of tie negates the win. I don't... There's a lot of tying options that everyone seemed to be ignoring, but, like, you know, we'll just let that go.
I know nothing about basketball, so none of this seemed weird to me.
Fair. And that's the whole thing. They're like, do this, whatever. But then, of course, Whitey just has the, like, we're playing for the right reasons. And, like, yay. Yeah. And, like... Yeah. And then that's when it cuts back to like Nathan's voiceover about like significant moments happen at a time. You don't know.
Oh yeah, right.
And then that's when West won't foul Nathan. And everyone is like, foul him, foul him, foul him. And then that's when like Nathan goes for like the epic 3-point, but then he fouls him. Which mathematically means Nathan's gonna get his points, which means they tie, and if he gets the free throw, then they win by 1.
Which is so great. Well, then we get this little flashback.
Yeah.
To
young Nathan.
When Nathan is the kid, Dan is making him, he's making him shoot 20 free throws in a row. And if he misses one, he has to start over.
Yeah.
Being basically Dan the Tyrant.
Yes.
This was such a weird little moment to me because like...
Because it's both again, right? So in this moment, you're like, oh, Dan's being such a tyrant. But then you're like, no, wait, because he did this thing, like, Nathan's going to be able to win. Yay. Right.
I was like, is this like a tacit, like.
And like, technically, if it was any other parent.
Of what Dan is doing here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was any other parent or any other coach, and like, they absolutely would do this 100%. Like, there are probably people in the NBA who like, this is still a thing where you have to sit there and you have to like, free throw, like, over and over and over again. But like, because we know it's Dan, then it's this weird thing where, again, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel because.
Yes.
Because then, you know, like when it cuts to like Nathan and he like smiles at Haley and you kind of have this moment of like, is he happy that Dan did this? Or is it more of a like, F you to Dan? Because you helped me, now I can do this. Or like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. But Haley does this really cute little nose scrunch when he smiles at her. They're adorable. And then the radio that Dan is listening to goes all staticky.
And cuts out right like as Nathan is like shooting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the best shots in the entire series. Oh. So Nathan's like standing there ready to take his free throw. Looks over at Damien.
Yes.
And takes the shot while he's looking at him.
Like, and does not
even looking at the net.
He does not break.
Nope.
Look the like looking at David the whole time. The
entire time.
Yeah.
Sinks that shot.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so, so good. And of course, like, everyone cheers. Everyone runs on the court. Like, yeah. Haley runs on. Nathan, like, lifts her up.
Yay.
And I was like, oh, they're definitely banging tonight. I mean, I don't think they are, but, like, okay. Would definitely break a sex embargo for that.
But this is then when Cooper, Uncle Cooper, sees Rachel cheerleading.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Yep.
Yeah.
We go back to Peyton and Jake.
Yes.
They're on the porch again.
Yes.
And he's basically just telling her, like, you know, this life that he has here isn't easy. Although he's got pretty sweet digs, I got to say.
Right?
Sir, where are you living? That place is nice. That's way nicer than anywhere I've ever lived.
Yeah.
And he's...
It's literally like this, like, giant... Yeah.
It's anyway. Like a studio. Like, it's got exposed brick. It's beautiful.
I know.
Anyway, whatever. That aside, he's telling her it's hard. And I mean, like, to be fair, he does work a lot. He is balancing, you know, being a single dad and all that. And he says something about, like, how he doesn't want to put her fire out.
Yeah.
Which is when she says, like, I've spent so much time being miserable. You know?
Yeah.
You make me not miserable. So if I have a chance to, like, have that with you, then I want to take it. And I'm like, girl, just wait 4 months.
Like, literally use those 4 months to, like, make a giant plan.
Right. Like, you could get a part-time job and save some money.
That too.
Like, Haley works, Nathan works, Lucas works.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, doesn't she work at the club? Doesn't Karen pay her?
Yeah, you would think so.
She's basically managing all of the bookings for the bands.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. It's just a whole thing.
So she could, like, save some money. Anyway, whatever.
Or, again, all they would have to do is be like, okay, you're going to graduate here. Then you'll take 2 weeks to, like, pack up your stuff and then move. And then you will apply to the school here. And then it starts on this day. And we can put your stuff here. Like, just, you know, planning.
Right.
Anyways. Back at the gym, Rachel is sad.
Yes, she's still there, sitting on the floor. Everyone's left. She's on her own. Mouth comes to find her. And she just tells him she was caught in a lie, and he asks about Cooper and says that he didn't tell him anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of doesn't understand why.
Yeah.
But she also apologizes.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up saying something about, like, I thought you said never to apologize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that was one of the rules. And she was like, oh, that's a stupid rule or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then he says something about how, like, eventually she's going to have to stop lying and just be herself.
Yeah.
Which I guess is true.
And, like, I guess happens at some point. Because, again, I don't know how all of the Rachel stuff turns out. I just don't remember.
I also don't remember, except for, like, how it plays out through the end of this season. And slightly the beginning of next season.
See, I just know that, like, she is, like, there at one of the moments. But I don't actually know any of the playing out situation, so.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yep. Oh, in the meantime, Nathan and Haley are leaving the game.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan is there waiting. And he's like, I know I'm not supposed to be near you. But he, like, actually gives Nathan, like, a decent sort of speech about how he's proud of him. And he says, not about basketball. He's like, I'm proud of the choices you made with your life. I'm proud of the man you've become. Like, I love you. And Nathan and Haley are both just like,
yeah.
What?
You can tell they're just like, okay. Like,
is Dan Scott, is he a pod person?
And that's just it. Like, and again, super shout out to Paul Johansson. Cause, like, you,
oh, you believe it.
Well, and because, like, he can do that thing with his face and his eyes, I guess, right? Like, where when he's being super creeper, It's so creepy. Oh, but then so here, creepy. Like, it's this moment of like, oh, wait, I fully believe him. Because mm-hmm. there's other times where, like, we don't. But, like, here, I absolutely believed it.
Yeah, 100%. And I do think in this moment he's genuine. And I think he had, like, mm-hmm. a whole moment in this episode where he realizes just how badly he's screwed everything up.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do at least this one thing right. But anyway. Yep. Kind of too little too late.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Then Rachel comes by to see Cooper.
Yes.
And he's like, you can't be here.
Nope.
How old are you even? Like, please tell me you're not a freshman. She's like, I'm 17. And then proceeds to let him know that it's perfectly legal in the state of North Carolina. She only has to be 16. And I was like, gross, North Carolina.
Gross.
Not that I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised it's even 16.
I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like most of the states it's under that. 15? I think there's a lot that are like 14.
Yeah, it's really gross.
And then, but then he's like, that does, like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's still not enough. Like,
right. Like, you're still in high school.
It still needs to be more than that, kind of, you know? And you're just like,
because again, even if it's like, say he's 27 and he's 10 years older than her.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who are in relationships with a 10 year age gap.
Absolutely.
But at this age,
no. Could you imagine when you were 17? Dating someone who was 27?
No.
Absolutely not. Like, just no. I don't know. Yeah, just like it's anyways, then she just starts taking her clothes off and that seems to remove any questions or fears or thoughts that he has.
Yeah. Which, like, you would think, I don't know. You know, like, there's that episode of Friends where Monica starts dating that guy that she thinks is in college.
Oh, yeah.
And then finds out he's in high school.
Yeah.
She's like, we can't do this. She's like, it's icky. Like,
yeah,
we just can't do it. Like, yeah, sorry. It just, like, takes the – like, she physically can no longer do it. She's like, no. I can't. You'd think that that would be enough for him to be like, no.
Like, and I feel like what that – what that speaks to is the nature of men and women and the different, like,
perhaps,
you know, like, guy with hot young girl, girl with hot young guy, like, it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
The hot outweighs the brain absolutely power, I think.
Too many storylines of
yeah.
teenagers sleeping with adults in all of these teen dramas.
But I feel like this is one of the most, I want to say, like, sexualized, just because Rachel the entire time is always very taking her clothes off, only in a bra, like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of the other ones. Yes, but also at least there is a conversation and eventually an end because it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Whereas in a lot of the other ones, it's kind of just brushed away. Like, oh, this is fine. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, no one, like, the whole, like, Julie Cooper with Luke.
Yeah.
Is, you know. I mean, yes, like, I guess they're all sort of condemned for it in the end, but there's no sort of conversation around, like,
yeah,
it being gross.
I know, right?
Anyway,
but again, that's because it's not with a hot young girl. It was a hot mom.
Yes, I guess.
I don't know. Either way,
yep, okay, pretty much. Gross.
Then, in very stark contrast, we cut to...
Let me tell you, I forgot all about this.
I did not. Well, as it was happening, I was like, oh, right.
No, completely forgot about this.
Peyton is putting Jenny to bed in her crib. And Jenny calls her mama.
Yeah.
And then we get, like, a super quick montage, but just, like, literally of seeing everybody's faces.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even make a note of that.
Nathan, Haley, Mouth, Rachel, Brooke, yeah. Jake, Peyton. And then Jake and Peyton are sitting out on said veranda porch that we have talked about and lusted over. Mm-hmm. And Peyton says, do you want to get married?
Do you want to get married?
And that's how the episode ends.
And I was like, what? First of all, I had forgotten that they dragged this out over two episodes.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Like, I thought it was like,
I thought this was a single episode. Yeah. I thought the Peyton Jake thing was a singular episode. Apparently not. Also, I completely forgot about this. Nathan and Haley, look at what you have done to the people around you. You have a lot to answer for.
Well, because like in that, like in the moment, like I forgot, but as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, right.
Jesus.
Again, not that I don't remember remotely what happens from this, or if Jake like super freaks out, or I have no idea what happened. But in that moment, I was like, oh, right.
I remember what happens to make the whole thing not happen.
Huh.
That I remember.
It's because.
But I don't remember how he reacts to this at all.
They just keep giving us all these teases of Jake and Peyton, and then they just take it away.
The most frustrating thing I find about all of this, truly, is that there was literally a solution right there.
Yeah.
If they were just normal about it for 2 seconds. I mean, and also to be fair, if the next thing that happens in the next episode didn't happen.
God, I don't know what happens.
I can't believe you don't remember. Oh my God. Anywho.
Oh, does it have to do with somebody else?
Yeah, it does.
Like that
sure
person?
Does. Oh, sure does. Gross. Sure does.
Oh, and then is that what leads to like
the blow-up? Sure does.
Oh. Not what I expected at all. For anyone who knows, you know. And if you don't, hey, you know, we'll figure it out.
You also may have guessed.
So something happens with someone, and then because of that someone else, something happens with somebody else.
They don't know that we know that they know that we know.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's our episode.
Yes.
I can't believe there's only two left in this season.
Oh my God.
Like, what has to happen in the next episode? Holy crap.
Right? Because, like, that other thing happens in the last episode.
The final episode is the wedding, so.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So I guess the only new person really was Damien West.
Yes.
Who is Joshua Snyder. Is he in anything?
I don't think he was really.
Oh, yeah. He's only even on like three episodes of a soap opera. That's not really much. And all the things that he's on, like one episode of, I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, there's sound like familiar. He's in New York without a trace. But those are the only ones I really recognize.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. Anyways. Who did you have as most annoying?
I mean, it was him. It was Damien West.
Sure. Yeah. Mostly just because he was so gross with Haley.
He was disgusting with her. I hated him the whole time.
It was different. It would be different if he was just like smack talking and trying to hit on her. But right. He was like. It was too much in a gross.
It was really creepy.
Yeah. It was not cool. Agreed. Did we have a super high school moment?
I mean, I guess just the entire basketball tournament. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, or nothing with Peyton and Jake, that's for sure.
Yeah, not them. Let's get married and go to college. Mm. I mean, like, the Rachel, like, lying about her age dating thing, like that's kind of like super high school because you're not really going to do that later on, but it's also just like weird, so I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
I did not.
I didn't really either.
Okay.
Because I mean, again, like there's
something really stood out. Like there was like just some really long ones from Nathan, and
yeah, he has like a lot of like substantial voiceover things.
Yeah.
Because you know he's like, oh, like I said in sports, they call this stepping up. In life, I call it pushing back. Like that doesn't really make him whatever.
Yeah.
Something about you know pulling the trigger or lighting the flame, and I don't know. But then like, is it the Peyton? You know, everything. every song ends, Jake. Is that any reason not to enjoy the music? But like, it should be that, but then it just makes you think about Ellie, so then I don't want it to be that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nothing that's really, like, really yeah. good.
Yeah. Again, so. And then because all the stuff with Brooke, Mouth, Rachel, and Cooper was so weird mm-hmm. that it didn't really, like, nothing profound came out of it. Yeah, like, it was just, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
What did you have as song of the episode?
I also didn't really pay attention to the music. I mean, unless it's the song that Brian Greenberg sings.
Okay, so it starts off with The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Which, like, man, Angels and Airwaves, I haven't thought about them in eternity.
Right? Yeah. And then it ends with a Frey song. Mm-hmm. It ends with a song by The Frey. I don't know, like, how do I ends with the Frey song? That doesn't work.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But it wasn't like, I was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't even know the song, but yeah.
Frey song.
But like, I could tell it was The Frey right away. But so then immediately I was just like, oh, no. So yeah, so I had picked Someday by Brian Greenberg just because it was Brian Greenberg. And because it's all like, you know, like, someday we'll end up together and I just want them to end up together, even though I know that they don't. But it's not fair.
I agree. Like, so Lucas, then, yeah, like, that would have been fine.
And like, where do we go from here? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't understand what happens in the next episode, truly.
Like, it's so the night. What? So the next episode is the night before the wedding.
Right.
And then the next episode is the wedding. So it's literally like we only have 2 days. two days left. I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither. Yeah.
Well, I guess either way, tune in next week and we'll find out what happens. We'll start getting ready for the wedding. Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe.
I keep forgetting that there's a wedding. Like, I know there's a wedding, but I keep forgetting, you know? Because they haven't really talked about it. Like, you know, no one else has been, like, talking about it or anything, so.
Right. It's funny because I remember so little about what actually happens at the wedding, except for, like, a couple key things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.